since they didn't come home from school for spring break. We were supposed to have a game night yesterday, but Dylan claims he was feeling extremely jet-lagged, even though there's only a 1 hour difference between Chicago and New York. I let it go, because Dylan has always been dramatic that way. I spend the rest of the train ride jotting down ideas in my pocket-sized notebook for an upcoming chapter of my fantasy novel, The Wicked Wizard War. I finished drafting the book ages ago, but it became clear that my story was all over the place. Too many exciting moments were being reserved for sequels that may never happen, and all the characters inspired by my friends and ex-boyfriends needed to be more fully developed and accessible to people outside my circle. My forever mood. Writing is hard. Mario once asked me if there's anything I've ever wanted to do besides writing. Writing is the only thing I'm good at. Even if some other dream did call out to me, I don't know what I would do without all the love my friends and strangers have shown my wicked wizards. Arthur used to talk about the characters like they were mutual friends, and Dylan loves the world so much he's been fantasizing about a real-life drag bar where all the drag queens are dressed as different fantasy races like elves and trolls, which is a thing I've never remotely expressed interest in. I love connecting with people over words. And I'm really loving connecting with Mario over words in both English and Spanish. He's another white-passing Puerto Rican like me, but his parents actually raised him bilingual, unlike mine. He incorporated a lot of Spanish into his film script and said he hoped that no studio would force him to translate it for people. He wanted others to put in the work that his parents had to do themselves growing up. It really inspired me to do the damn work myself, and I practically screamed, "Sí, por favor," when he offered to be my personal teacher. I'm pretty pumped to see him. Today's hangout with Dylan and Samantha is going to be a bit of a juggling act, since Mario will also be joining us. He's not my boyfriend, but he's also more than a friend. Things get really tricky in that space, like when I wake up thinking about him and want to say good morning just because. But that can sometimes feel too intimate, or when I'm wondering what's the best way to introduce him to my friends, even though they know the gist of our relationship, or even how words like relationship can feel too strong, sort of unearned when you compare them with actual relationships. I don't know. That's a problem for 1 hour in the future, Ben. But I have to get Mario's beautiful face out of my head because I'm about to miss my train stop. I jump out of my seat and cross to the platform right as the doors are closing. I've got to make sure I'm not late. I'm putting those days behind me. In our creative writing class, Mrs. Garcia would call this character growth. I leave the station and walk down to the Central Park West entrance on 72nd. It doesn't take me long to spot Dylan and Samantha. They're on a park bench, playing that game where you have to stare into each other's eyes and slap the other person's hands before they can retract them. Samantha slaps Dylan's hands. "Gotcha! 4-1! You suck!" "Hey," I say as I walk around the bench, "can I get in on this?" Dylan smiles. "There's always room for you in our bed." "I didn't say anything about your bed. Dylan shushes me as he stands and pulls me into a hug, patting the top of my head. "Missed you, buddy." "Missed you too. Exhausted by you already." Dylan's hair has grown to the point where he's finally been able to master that man bun he's been working on, which looks really great on him. And if you ask him, he's the only person pulling it off. He's rocking a new, cool coffee shirt and blue jeans. "There's a cute little cafe in the park. Get ready to drink all the espresso shots, my little coffee bean. Coffee Ben? Ben Bean?" "I vote none of the above," Samantha says. Her blue-green eyes wow me as much today as when I first met her behind that counter at Cool Coffee. Her dark hair is braided into a Pinterest-ready crown that I should include in my book. She's wearing a navy shirt tucked into white shorts, and she's got a silver key hanging.